Listen, those are the sounds you can look forward to all of this evening and tomorrow. It's the return of the joy of jazz. And you're hearing there, of course, the Mozambican jazz saxophonist, composer, producer, academic, philanthropist, Ndibala Ndonina, as they say, right? Murera Shongizwa is, of course, feted as one of the finest exponents of innovative and original jazz in Africa with us in the studio. Also, of course, Osman Dwa, the festival producer and CEO of The Joy of Jazz. Let's start with you, Osman Dwa. I mean, oh gosh, we're back. Live events, everybody there. Of course, we at 702 are hosting the Dinner Lady stage. I'm going to be there tomorrow night. I mean, this is the hottest ticket in town this weekend.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, this is the weekend we've been waiting for 2 years.
Yeah.
Just to be in that place and enjoy, immerse yourself in this jazz thing that we keep on talking about. You saw our hashtag, right? Elevate your soul.
Oh, when you put it like that. But I know, what does this mean for you, being able to be back, of course, on the Joy of Jazz stage, live in front of the fans, in front of the people who are jazz aficionados?
First is history, Bongani. This, we are making history. I'm part of history, of a comeback. How many hotels are closed down? How many airlines have gone? How many festivals will never come back? And being part of Joy of Jazz on this comeback, for me, is first history. And number two, I think we're paying tribute to many of us who didn't survive during the pandemic, COVID. So for me, the responsibility is huge. It's part of history. And congratulations, mm-hmm. and thank you for the opportunity, Mantua and Brepita. We are part of history. Africa is making its own history. Mm-hmm. And then comes the content. It's all African content, building Africa to the world. I'm proud to be part of this.
Listen, it's the music. It's the coming together. It's the joy. It's the artists on display. It's just, it's everything, is it not, Osmando?
Look, if we are going, they say play hard and work hard. This whole thing, when you look at it, the entire music ecosystem is coming back. We are now going to recover losses that people went through. Record companies, technical companies. Somebody that just sells T-shirts at the Joy of Jazz has now come back.
The crews, the stage crews, the stages, like the musicians, everything. Everybody.
From a ticket shredder, these people have been waiting. You know, their whole entire economy, it's now recovering in a very, very significant way.
But what has made this festival so enduring, so beloved by so many fans of the music?
I think it's because we had given it to the community. It is not ours. It doesn't belong to Team Music Man. It belongs to the community. It belongs to South African and Africans. It belongs to every jazz musician or any musician who feels, I want to be at that stage.
Listen, if you haven't bought tickets yet, I think you're absolutely crazy, right? If you haven't bought tickets yet, you're absolutely
what
crazy.
What will you be doing?
What?
We
what
have is, Black Friday
what is there to
for
do?
Jazz tickets on a Friday
what is
to
there
come and
to
see
do?
Morera. You heard the song, right?
Right. The Joy of Jazz happening this weekend, of course, today and tomorrow evening. Come and support the artists. Come and support the jazz music. We're calling on lovers of not only jazz, but African music in general to come and be with us. I'm going to be there tomorrow at the Dinner Lady stage. I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you. And thank you very much for popping in and gracing us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very
we'll
much.
We'll see you
thank
at
you.
The Jazz.